Unexpected topic of the morning. Let's talk theatre for a second. That's right, theatre that's happening, theatre that's being rehearsed right now, safely. Let's talk Theatre for a Cause Geneva. It's a brand new association. It's an initiative set up to give back to the Geneva community during these difficult times. Brand new, this theatrical association operates in English and in French. And the show that they are working on at the moment, their first show, is 2020 in Monologues. It's a piece of theatre that invites us to reflect on our own experiences of the last year, as well as to escape and look at the last 12 months through someone else's eyes. Milena Lawrence-Samuel from the association joins me on the line. Milena, nice to catch up with you and find out what you're doing. Can you give me a little bit of an overview of what this show is all about? What are you working on?
Hey, Kat. Thanks so much for having us on the air. So yeah, 2020 in Monologues is a series of monologues that, as you said, cover people's different experiences throughout this whirlwind of a year. And the monologues really cover the range of human emotions that so many of us have felt. So it's really a love letter to the shared plight of humanity in 2020.
So full disclosure here, Milena and I know each other from years ago when we did a show. It was the Vagina Monologues that we put on years ago. And then when I saw that you were doing 2020 in Monologues, I thought it might be a little mirror. It might be kind of similar, or you might have taken some inspiration from that show that people might recognize.
Yeah, that's right. Good times. So it's the same showrunner extraordinaire, Cynthia Berikundavi. She's really the brains, vision and voice behind this operation. And as you recall, she put together an entire production of the Vagina Monologues about 6 years ago. Mm. And I think the monologue format really appealed to us because it gives us a chance to have so many different voices be heard and new talent be showcased. And we also knew that we would have challenges to rehearse. So we thought it would be a practical way to still get to create together. So this time we've gone one step beyond with original material from writers too.
So with that show, with the Vagina Monologues, I do recall that there are some there that are just really hard hitting, and there are also some that give you moments of relief and comedy in there. It's a really beautifully constructed show. And with this, having taken inspiration from that, can you give me a quick teaser maybe about some of the monologues?
Oh, yeah, there's some really great stories that cover the gamut. So let's see, there's a nurse confronted with the reality that she's suddenly a frontline worker. There's a delivery man suddenly being called essential. A couple living together for the first time. Reflections on the Black Lives Matter movement. What it feels like to work at home, or as some have said, to live at work. Or one that I really like, online dating during the pandemic. So I think there's really quite the gamut there.
And so once again, just like how we did the Vagina Monologues 6 years ago, you're going to do some of these monologues will be in French, some of them will be in English, so you can just sort of follow along throughout the show. But where are you hoping to perform the show, and then what's plan B?
You're right. So it will be bilingual, and it will be with super titles, so completely accessible to everyone, we hope. We're still on track to perform in the late spring at Théâtre des Grottes. And dates will be announced soon on our website and all of our social media channels. But if restrictions persist, we'll just have to be agile. We'll either perform in a park or even digitally. So we're pretty optimistic.
So how are you rehearsing at the moment?
Well, many of the rehearsals have been on video conference, but we've also been lucky to meet up in person. So still respecting social distancing and maximum occupants per room, of course. But, you know, staying agile.
Absolutely. Flexible always. Now, it is worth noting that we really hope that this can be a fully ticketed event, not least because you will be donating the profits. They will be going to a good cause, and those good causes around Geneva as well. Can you tell us more about that?
That's right. And actually, you can donate to any of our causes on our website as well. So the causes that we're supporting are Caravane de Solidarité Genève, which focuses on supporting migrants and refugees in the Geneva area. Then there's AVEC, which stands for Aide aux Victimes de Violence en Couple. So their mission is really to bring psychosocial and therapeutic help to victims of domestic violence. And then MINDS, which is focused on promoting mental health also in the Geneva area. So all topics that we felt were particularly relevant this year. and that were close to our hearts.
Absolutely. Okay, so obviously completely unknown whether you will be performing in a theatre, online, in a park, etc. If listeners want to find out more, they want to keep an eye on how this is going, what is that website?
All right, so the website is tfacgeneva.com. So TFAC, which stands for Theatre for a Cause. I'll spell it out, tfacgeneva.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, and we're at tfac_Geneva. Or follow us on the Facebook page, Theatre for a Cause. Theatre spelt the British way.
Lovely. All right. Melina, thanks very much. Thanks for telling us all about it. And best of luck for the continuing rehearsals. I hope to be able to catch you and hopefully in a theatre very soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Kat. Look forward to seeing you. Take care.